NKST Mission Retreat Media presents the Gospel, God's Power to Save All Who Believe. This Sunday morning message at the NKST Mission Retreat Camp 2021 was delivered by Reverend Mark Tabe T on the topic, Be a Doer of God's Word to Avoid a Fall. May God bless these words on your heart in Jesus' name.
At this juncture that we are about to read from your words, O Lord, we invite your spirit to continue with us. Do the reading, give us the interpretation, O Lord. In the end, we will see reason to return thanks unto you. Answer us our prayers, O Lord, for we pray in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Seated. Good morning, friends of Christ Jesus. I'm just joking yet. I say good morning, friends of Christ Jesus. Better. A good morning once again, friends of Christ Jesus. You have not done it enough. You would have tried at least 4, 5, or 6 times. Our reading this morning will be taken from the Gospel according to Matthew. Matthew chapter 7, we will commence reading on verse 24. And if you are there in Matthew 7, I said 24, we will read and stop on verse 27. And so, I read. I'm reading from NIV. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and put them into practice, he is like a man who built his house. He is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the stream rose, and the wind blew and beat against the house. Yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. Verse 26. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the stream rose, the wind blew and beat against the house, and it fell with a great crash. That is where we stop in our reading. Let's pray.
Gracious Father, so we want to thank you again for yet another opportunity to read through your words. Your word is light. Your word is light unto our feet. Your word giveth understanding. It bringeth healing, consolation. Lord, as we've read through your words this morning, we pray the Lord cause that the purpose which you want to send your words to us this morning be accomplished. We pray for your servant and our brother who has read and who you are using to minister to us this morning. I ask the Lord you will saturate his life with the power of the Holy Spirit and cause him to be able to speak out your word in a manner that you have designed for us to receive this morning. We are mindful of our nation, Nigeria. Lord, we commit our nation into your hands. We prayed for our leaders, beginning from the president of this country. We prayed for the governors. We prayed for their commissioners. We prayed for local government chairmen. Lord, we also prayed for our traditional rulers. We are mindful of our Toti, Ochivili, Professor James Seyase. We ask the Lord, you will grant them understanding to do your will. Our Father and our God in heaven, we prayed for the entire Tiv nation. Many have risen up against this nation. But this is the place you gave to our patriarch, our ancestors, to settle. And that, Lord, King of Glory, we ask especially that you will remember us, because even when our forefathers did not know who Jesus and the God of Yahweh is, they defended you in ignorance and they refused to serve other gods. Today, we've inherited this land and we are enjoying the presence of the God of Yahweh. So we ask, O Lord, that you will come to us and help a thief man to return to you, that you will return to us. That, Lord, you will continue to defend us even in this land that you have given to us. We ask, O King of Glory, for as many that are sick and are looking unto you for deliverance and for healing, that you send your word, Lord, that we bring healings to them. Have compassion as you did to the man who was sick for 38 years, and you had compassion on him, and you asked him to take his mat and go. So do the same unto as many that are sick and are looking unto you for healing. We prayed for as many, O Lord, King of Glory, that have one challenge of the other and are looking unto you, the Father, remember them. We want to thank you earnestly for all that you have done for us and for what you even intend to do even today. Take all the glory, answer our prayers even beyond our requests. This we pray with thanksgiving and in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
I appreciate so much my friend, Reverend Isaiah Hassan, for giving us the congregational prayer. I'm so much appreciative to God Almighty, whom has used you to make me the speaker, the preacher, this Sunday in this very church. Leadership so much for being obedient to God to make me the preacher in this service. It is my desire that all of us will wave to the Lord and say, God is good. Yes, He is good. He's good. I don't know how to say this. So grateful this morning that my friend sits in my front, and my friend is sitting by me. And you can see that with God all over us and with your friend physically front and by you, it's making you have confidence, isn't it? Yes. I'm a confident man of God because God is in charge, isn't it? And look at my friend, a younger one. He's my friend, oh, but far older than him, oh, but we're friends. And my friend, too. This one, I was telling one of my younger friends that this is my friend. When I saw him as the main speaker, I said, wow, this mission is written a world. Now, friends, affair.
So, I have nothing to say about this topic. Shoot the arrow, okay? Nothing, because he has done everything that is to be said about the topic. Started on Thursday, he said it. Friday, he did it. And above all, he did everything yesterday. My coming here is just to encourage you to do what the Lord has used him to tell you. And what is that? What did God use him to tell you? To do what? To do what? And to do what? If people have done it only thrice, you would have done better by doing saying it 4, 5, or 6 times now. Am I on track? Yes. When I listened to him yesterday, I got that. It's not just a matter of doing it once, twice, or thrice and stopping there. But there should be persistence in it. So that is just my purpose of coming here. If I say, let's pray now, we will go home and we'll be blessed, isn't it? Because the man of God who came this morning was encouraging us to do what the Lord has used, Reverend Isaiah said, to tell you, in that which is to shoot and continuously continue and continue and shoot and shoot and shoot to no end. What we have read in the Bible, before I will give you the theme of what I want us to see, I will give you a small story of one of my schoolmates in the course of secondary school. This is a familiar passage I have preached here over and over, and the Lord insisted you must preach here today. This, my friend, this our schoolmate was so stubborn. The school rule holds that you will not go outside the fence. Once you are in the hostels, you remain there. Reason insisting on this rule was that there was a hotel close to our hostels. So the school was fenced round and instructed. The school rules and regulations holds that you will not go to that hotel. So this, our schoolmate was so stubborn. And he named himself Omo. No shaking. Say, he know the shake. Anything where they talk, he know the shake. We go do him. So he was always jumping and jumping. Jumping fence and over to the hotel. By and by, one day he was caught by one of our teachers. And he was brought to the school. And the school rules and regulations was to be applied on him, which implies go for 2 weeks suspension. And when you are returning, you come with your parent or guardian to sign for your good conduct henceforth. And after that, you will take 12 strokes of the cane on the assembly ground. And so all this had to be applied on him. So he came. He went for suspension 2 weeks. He returned with his father. He was to be beaten 12 strokes of cane on assembly, and they gave him the 12 stroke of cane on assembly. His name was Omo No Shaking. So after 12 strokes, he stood up and shook his body, and we say Omo, and he said no shaking. The father was angry and ordered that he should lie back. So he laid. And cane number 30, 40, 15, he started shaking. Before 16, now he fell from where he was lying on the bench. Fell down. Henceforth, now we gave him a new name, almost shaking and falling. With this, I want us to lay our feet upon and encourage all of you this morning that you should be doers of God's words to avoid a fall. I repeat, be a doer of God's words, okay? To do what? Avoid what? A fall. This is our thing. Be a doer of God's words. To avoid what? What are we supposed to do in this meeting, in this camp, mission retreat camp? What are we instructed to do? To shoot the arrow. And therefore, the scriptures are encouraging us today to be doers of God's words, so that in the end, we will not do what? Fall. What we read is an extract of Jesus' teaching on the mount. After temptation, the Bible tells us rightly in Matthew chapter 5 that seeing the crowd, he went up on the mountain, and that was where he began his teaching. And those that study the Bible has made it known to us that this is one of the longest teaching of Christ Jesus ever in the course of his ministry. The teaching on the mount which began from Matthew chapter 5 at chapter 7, where we have read, and from verse 24, where we commence our reading, is marking the conclusion of the teaching. Those of you who read English and who read English language will tell me clearly that when you begin to see words like therefore, that is where we began, 24. Therefore. So when you begin to hear words like therefore in a speech or in a writing, you will see that this person is trying to end, isn't it? You will see that this person is trying to make conclusions. And it was in the course of the conclusion of the teaching of Christ Jesus on the Mount. This is where we have just extracted and read for our service this morning. So, I charge you, therefore, brothers and sisters, now that you have heard, you should be a doer of God's words, okay? And where we read said, whoever that will hear all these words of mine and put them into practice, that this person is likened to a wise man. Those of you English people, me, I didn't learn English well, but you the English people, when you see words like, isn't it? I think this person is trying to use a figure of speech, isn't it? And this figure, I asked one of my friends, I think this figure is simile, isn't it? Making a comparison. And so Jesus was making a comparison of whoever that we hear his words that was teaching on the mount. We took a long time and put into practice. And now Jesus was now likening this person to a wise person. A wise person. One smart man. Who built his house on rock. And Jesus listed a number of things that will befall this kind of person who has decided to hear his words, who has decided to hear his teaching, who has taken up the teaching to put them into practice. And he said, the rain came down, beat on the building, but the building did not do what? The building did not fall. Why? It's because this person has laid the foundation of his building on the rock. And how to lay the foundation on the rock is to be a doer of the words of God. And Jesus proceeded. The rain beat on this building, did not fall. The stream rose, beat against the building, did the building fall? Why? Because the foundation of the building is found on what? On the rock. So the stream, the rain is coming from where? From above, isn't it? The stream has its own source. Somewhere you can trace all sources of streams, isn't it? Some take their sources from the mountain, and some just begin somewhere. If you trace the stream, you will find, okay, this is where this stream has been sourced. And so, the stream beat against the building was remaining idle, isn't it? And again, the wind blew, and now beat against this building again. The building was still standing firm. I was trying to say the rain is from above, isn't it? The stream is within us here. You can trace the source of a stream and say, okay, this is where this stream has begun. And the wind now is beating against the building. Who will tell me where the wind is coming from? Is it from above? Is it from here on earth? We don't know. As if the wind is coming from the south, though. As if it is from the west, though. As if it is from the north, though. As if it is from the east. Jesus meant a great teaching here. Whether you know that the source of your problem is taken directly from above, and as this problem is befalling you, you will remain strong because your life has been laid on the foundation of rock. So whether you know that God is the one that has brought this one to me, a thief man know this one. bound. So if you know exactly that what has before you is bound, it is from God himself, you will still remain firm in that problem you found yourself in. Reason is because your foundation is sourced on what? On the rock. At times, you will know exactly. This is where my problem has started. Just as I was giving an example of our streams, we have the source. We know where the sources of our rains begins. So we know exactly. And I will say, yes, it's my friend. It's Isaiah that is bringing problem to me. Yet if I know that my friend is the source of my problem, I will still remain what? Firm. I will not say because he is the whole man of God who took the aspect of being a man speaker in camp at Boko in 2021. And this man is the one that is looking for my problem. Therefore, it will become my reason to fall. No. Because my foundation is not laid on him, but on Christ Jesus himself. And so if you don't know, that was when I stopped looking at man. Whether it is this reverend sitting behind me, the cause of my problem, that is none of my business. My foundation is not laid on them. So if you want, you will fall. I will continue to go. And so I want you to take this decision. To become a builder who will lay your foundation on what? On the rock. So wherever that will be for you, whether from above, whether from a known source, or whether from an unknown source like the wind, where we don't know where the wind is coming from, that will not become your problem. Honestly, I don't know. I have done everything. I have prayed. Man of God has prayed for me. I have done all that I'm supposed to do. Yet this problem is just on and on with me. This will not become your reason of falling because your foundation is laid properly. And where is this proper foundation laid? On the rock. Somebody read 2 Samuel chapter 22, verse 2 and 3. David made a reference to a rock there. Yes, 2 Samuel 22, verse 2 and 3. The Lord is my what? My rock. My fortress. And my deliverer. Okay, it's enough for us. And she has stopped on too, no problem. But what we are saying is, David is the one writing here. He said, who is his rock? Who? 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 We are therefore instructed to lay our foundation on what? The Lord. Who is Christ Jesus? And once you lay your foundation on him, whatever that will be for you, you will continue to strike the arrow. Yes. Be it temptation. Through Christ Jesus, who is our rock and salvation, has done it for us, isn't it? He did it when he was being tempted. And he was tempted once, twice, and thrice. He did what? He shot the arrow, isn't it? Irrespective of that which will be for you after here. Be it coming from above. Be it coming from a known source. I say, it's prophesy. Is this Baba that is finding my trouble? I know the source of my problem, yet I will do what? Shot the arrow there. And you may say, is this Reverend Marty, this man, he's the source of my problem. What will you do? What will you do, tell me? You will do what? Shot this arrow. For Jesus has done it for us. Lifted very high on the cross. Above all our problems. And as he was higher than all our problems, what did he do? He did what? Shot the arrow and did it once, not thrice again. Bro, Joshua did it thrice, but did it work completely? They only won three times. The victory was not complete. But Jesus being raised above all our problems, above all our difficulties, and therefore earned properly. And he therefore shot this arrow once. Power! And finish with all problems. If you just build on him, my friend,
in Christ Jesus, you will do it and do it what? Once. For he has done it for you and me. What? What? How many times? Once. Once, and he has finished. All we have to do is to accept him personally as our personal Lord and Savior, and as he is in us. Just one time. Pop.
Issue, temptation of fornication and adultery has come. I think this one, Bro Joseph, has done it for us, isn't he?
He shot it in one time, isn't it? Power!
And that wicked mama stood ashamed of herself. So this one is not an issue.
If you only lay your foundation on the rock, which is Christ Jesus, all forms of temptation, Christ has finished with them through one shoot. That is his death on the cross.
The Bible proceeded on verse 26. I said, but whoever will hear all these words of mine and does not put them into practice is likened into what? To a fool.
Now that you have come, you left your home since Wednesday last week. You are here in Mka, listening to all the sermons, all the talks, all the studies. And everything up to now, you are still here. But when you go home, one small thing comes now. You will not put into practice what you have heard, which is shoot the arrow. You will not shoot it. I laugh at you. And I will quote the scripture for you. And I will tell you, Oga, you na mumu you be. No, I have not done it correctly. I say, Oga, you dey like mumu. You dey like mumu. I think when I hear what I talk now. So my brother and my sister, this is the other aspect of it that Jesus, in the course of concluding his teaching on the mount, he said, if you hear and does not put into practice, then you are like if you go home here, if you go home and you find any of your brother, and you find any of our sisters in this meeting with the arrow in their hands, and the problem is before you, coming from above, instead of you to shoot the arrow, you are not shooting. If you see such a brother, tell your brother, you dare like, you dare like what? Mama. And he was angry, quoting, quote Matthew chapter 7, start chapter 7 verse 26. Say, no, be me talking, go check out for Bible, it's biblical. Bro Job did this one, Job. Job did this to the wife, isn't it? When the wife requested of him to deny the Lord and die, what did Job said? You speak like a what? Ha! And so Jesus himself is using it here, approving of what Job said. And therefore you have the certificate to do it. When you see somebody, after this meeting, instead of striking the arrow, he's complaining. He's complaining and crying. Instead of shooting the arrow, tell this brother, you are like a one mumu. If he's angry, say, no, I'm not insulting you. Look at Matthew chapter 7, verse 26. Even if this your husband, tell the husband, say, oh, God, this one you are doing is, you are behaving like a fool. And if it is your wife, just as Job did, tell the wife, Madam, this one you are doing, you are doing it like a what? Like a fool. I mean, it's your friend and whoever that has listened. If I will ask, the last mission retreat, those of you that were there, put up your hands, let me see. Those of you, know, let us shame the devil. If you were there, put up your hands. And the other one, if you are there, and the other one, if you ask some brothers and sisters, they say, I have not missed mission retreat. This is 10 years. I've been attending all the programs. This time around, you have a final instruction for you. You may not be able to attend another mission retreat, though. All you have to do is to continue with this arrow that is being handed over to you to shoot it. And if you are not shooting it out now, you are like what? A fool. Therefore, the Bible said the rain beats against this building,
that this fool laid the foundation on sand and the building collapsed. The stream rose and beat against the building. The building will collapse. And the wind will beat against this building and this will become a final corral. And the Bible says it will be with what? A great what? Crash. Boom! And after here, those who will not put into practice, that same sister that is in this meeting, one brother just come with money. The brother has come with money. You don't know where the brother is coming from. And my sister, you are looking good. You know, be fine. I make I tell you, when I find girl, you be. I want to marry you. Tell her, I will take her. If you see that sister, tell sister, you are behaving like a fool. You have a call. Sister, I met you at the meeting at Boko South, okay? Sister, you're not looking bad, though. When you come genu, you will know. I'm not saying you should not respond to a genu brother that is coming. But when they are coming fake, you know. What are you to do? Shoot the arrow. Shoot at this brother. And if this sister is not, she just call you every time. Hello, I just want to hear from you. Thank you, love you. Love you. What are you to do against this sister? Shoot it, you have it in your hand. If you not do it, you will be likened to a foolish man. So I want all of us to pick our names today. If after this meeting, Baba Pastor Marty is acting like a devil before you, tell him, Baba Pastor Marty, you are behaving like a devil. I will not be ashamed of myself. If I'm angry, I will not be angry. If I'm angry, quote Matthew 7 verse 26. So if it is prof himself, that is behaving awkward. Tell him, Prof, sir. Give him good name. Say, Prof, sir. Sorry, this thing I want to tell you, sir. You are behaving like check Matthew 7. And so you will become a complete sister, born again sister that is talking and quoting the scriptures. And the devil will run away from you. Friends in Christ Jesus, we have heard enough. Sermon upon sermons, preachers upon preachers. The duty we hold, the duty that is left with us to do, is to put in action what we have heard. And Jesus is encouraging us. In an extract of his Sermon on the Mount, which marked the conclusion of the sermon, just as we are concluding retreat camp here, through the instruction of Christ Jesus, be a doer of God's word so you will avoid a fall. Even if in this meeting you will not put into practice, a fall is waiting for you. I told you about my schoolmate who named himself Omo Johnny, no shaking, isn't it? No matter what you do, he is not shaking, he will not do it. He persisted. And this particular day, what happened? He shook and did what? And failed. My friend in Christ Jesus, if you will continue, instead of continuing to shoot, if you continue to disobey, not to obey the instruction of God, your fall is close. And when you fall, they will hear Sister Agnes is married to one Muslim. People will say, woo! Because the fall is great. And you hear that brother, so, has done one ugly thing. Woo! Because the fall is great with a great crash. It is a prayer of my heart that after this meeting, as we are here now, the foundation of your life will be laid on Christ Jesus, who is our rock. By inviting personally to stay with you personally, so that the foundation of your life henceforth will be on him, irrespective of what temptation that befalls you.
you will put into practice the words of God at that particular temptation, and therefore you will not fall. And in the end, what will happen? You will die with Christ Jesus, whom is your foundation. Let us pray. Our most fervent Father in heaven, Father of our Lord Jesus, we are grateful that you have spoken to us in this manner, encouraging us to put into practice the words that you have given us, making it clear to us that if we hear and practice what you have given us, we are like a wise man who built his life on the rock, which is on you, Christ Jesus, our Savior. It is a prayer of our hand that after this sermon, all of us seated, we be doer of your words, to indicate that the foundation of our life is found on you, Christ Jesus. Do this, O Lord, unto us, that in the end, your name will be glorified, and our portion will be blessings upon blessings. Answer us, O Lord. Cause us to be doers of your words. Do it beyond our imagination, O Lord. For we pray in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. May I finish my own? Is there any other thing I do again? If you give me more time, I will still encourage you to be a doer of God's words. In order to avoid what? Therefore, how do we do it? Shooting the arrow. Shooting the arrow. Basing on Christ Jesus, our foundation, our rock. We will not shake. We will not fall. We will not collapse. Thank you very much.